This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the first Velvet's Edge podcast of 2021. I wanted to start the year with a little introduction for new listeners and maybe a reintroduction for my OGs, as I feel like the last few years have involved some growth and evolution for myself, and now for Velvet's Edge and the Velvet's Edge podcast. We have officially made it to 2021, which, I mean, I honestly feel in and of itself should involve a huge round of applause, or a back pat at least, for all of us. There is not one person on this planet who did not feel the effects of this ongoing pandemic. And although I have no idea what this year may hold, I do feel confident now that we as a collective can do hard things. For those of you who are new, I have made my living doing hair and makeup and wardrobe styling in the country music industry for almost 15 years now. Some of my clients include or have included Dierks Bentley, Bobby Bones, Jason Aldean, Kelsey Ballerini, and honestly, probably at one point or another, most of the people you see on the Nashville country music roster. To check out some of my work, you can check out my website, kellyhenderson.co. I started Velvet's Edge in 2014 with a good friend of mine as we both struggled through painful breakups. I needed a creative outlet to put the things that were inspiring me in fashion and beauty in one place, and honestly, just to get off the couch. And to my surprise, the website and social channels continued to grow and evolve into a new business for me. My business partner left to start a family, but my passion for Velvet's Edge turned from a simple blog to a full shopping website, which you can find at velvetsedge.com, now to the Velvet's Edge podcast run through iHeartMedia. So that's where I was living and working when 2019 started, and that's also when it all started to change. After many, many trying and honestly even traumatizing experiences, I found myself attempting to medicate 2019 and then 2020 away. I'm a big feeler, so I felt all of this so incredibly much. And then also with the continuous hits my life was taking, I was just too overwhelmed to process it all yet. Medicating for me can look like drinking too much. It can look like not eating foods that fuel my body. It can look like codependency and searching for my worth through others or my job, procrastination, and even sometimes shopping. So that was the funny thing about 2020. My job and my finances changed drastically as the music industry completely disappeared within a week of the first pandemic shutdown. So even my medicating changed over the last year. Although I definitely still found ways to zone out and not deal, I have hit some wall with that over the last few months, and I'm ready to lay it down and just move forward with my life and healing. I suppose I should also mention my brief, unsuccessful stint in reality TV, which I do not recommend, by the way, but I have also learned to accept that you don't know what you don't try, and I now embrace the many lessons from that experience. One of them, which I think was probably the greatest lesson for me, is understanding how much I truly love connecting with people. It was actually my boyfriend who helped me put words to that feeling for me, but before he did, I just had an overwhelming feeling of joy when I would share something vulnerable on TV that was really hard for me, like having to cancel my wedding 3 months before the date when I found out my fiance was cheating on me, or letting the world come with me on my first fertility appointment when I was trying to freeze my eggs. I would get countless emails or even meet some of you guys on the street, and it was like we were immediately bonded through shared experiences. It was so incredibly healing for me, and it opened to my eyes to what my internal self has probably known for a longer time as a greater heart longing of mine. So do I think my career in fashion and hair and makeup is completely over? No, of course not. I believe it will come back eventually, but it's funny when your world falls apart how so many of the things that you thought you could never live without start to seem oddly insignificant. When life took away the red carpets and award shows, I was really left to consider what I now realize is one of my greatest gifts, empathy and connection. I can see now that it's a huge reason why many of my clients have even trusted and confided in me and asked for support from me for so many years. It's why I love talking to you guys, whether it's on Instagram or my podcast or even over email, and then hopefully once COVID is over on the streets again. Finding connection through shared experiences is what I want to bring more of. It's what I truly believe our world and country so desperately need more of right now. And I also believe that isolation, hopefully, may actually in turn bring back our greatest connection of all time. If you are a seeker like me and you feel that pull or that longing in your heart, I really hope you'll keep coming back. or even if you're listening and rolling your eyes, I hope you'll keep coming back. We humans are built for connection and love and beauty. And I want this community to be one in which we continue to grow and cultivate more of that and start spreading the joy around. I do believe it's contagious. So what can you expect on this podcast moving forward? So that's the thing about your heart knowing something before your head does, is that I have subconsciously been choosing guests and having conversations completely in line with all of what I just said for almost 2 years now. I just didn't even know that that was the brand. I didn't quite understand that when I said everyone has a little velvet and a little edge, that this could be the space for us to all cultivate that. So I'm going to keep bringing these conversations with spiritual leaders and big thinkers and people who want to grow their EQ along with their IQ. I'm going to keep asking hard, sometimes uncomfortable questions while bringing more of my personal story and struggles and vulnerability. The truth is I want to talk to these kind of guests because it helps me on my journey. But what I'm now realizing is that rather than walk this journey completely alone, I want to walk it with like-minded people who want to learn and who can also teach me with their stories. That's the beauty of sharing, of growth, and of evolution. And honestly, maybe you aren't ready yet. Maybe you still want to medicate. I'm sure I will on a lot of days too. But know that you are always welcome here, no matter the story or the pain or the heartbreak or the humanity. You are no different than the rest of us, and I'm no different from you. So let's help each other heal. And for all my Friday regulars, don't you worry. Chip Dorsch and I will still be coming back to you each week with At Casual. We will be going back to a topical format with a bigger range of At Casual moments. And we will also continue answering your emails. So keep them coming to At Casual at velvetsedge.com. New episode comes out this Friday with more details on what you can look for this year from At Casual. Thank you guys so much for listening and allowing me the space to be open and honest and share what's been going on with me. I would love to hear more from you guys on topic ideas, people you'd like me to interview, or just any feedback in general about anything that came up for you during this podcast or what you want to hear on VE in 2021. You can always email me at kelly@velvetsedge.com or slide into my DMs on Instagram @velvetsedge. A new episode will be up next week. Happy New Year. I can't wait to continue on this journey with you guys.